At Lexia, we know literacy changes lives. As the gateway to the future for every student, literacy can boost their confidence and help them realize their full potential. Based on the science of reading, our literacy programs, along with all of those dedicated educators, can change the path of students' lives forever. We believe literacy can and should be for all. That's why at Lexia, we're all for literacy.
Street King's got you covered with their huge tire sale blowout with 6 months same as cash on all tires. Brands you love like Nexen, Lexani, Predator, all in stock and ready. Get a set of four installed today for as little as $20 down and $20 per week. And you never need credit. Mention this ad and get 6 months same as cash. Rule the road for less at Street King. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have a recap of Game 3 of the 2022 WNBA Finals between the Connecticut Sun and Las Vegas Aces. Plus, the all-first and all-second teams are revealed. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy. We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like a renewable natural gas bus replacing conventional fleets. We're bridging to a sustainable energy future, working today to ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Family Dollar knows there's still more time to enjoy the outdoors. Stop by this week and find what you need. More refreshments, like 12 packs from your favorite Coca-Cola brand. More options to satisfy those salty cravings like Doritos, Lay's, or Sun Chips. More to create the perfect cookout, like grilling tools, charcoal, even the grill. And more cleaning products to keep things sparkling clean after the festivities are over. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches.
I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like a renewable natural gas bus replacing conventional fleets. We're bridging to a sustainable energy future, working today to ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge, life takes energy.
In my 10 years as a school superintendent, I've seen a lot of changes. But the biggest by far has been the rise of digital tools that help our teachers and students be the best they can be. We've tried a lot of products, but the one that has helped us the most is iXL. It has the most comprehensive curriculum, a diagnostic, and reports, not just for teachers, but also for school leaders like myself that really pinpoint what we can do better. If you're looking for a platform that can help you take personalized learning to a whole new level, visit iXL.com today.
Bonus days are back for pros. Only at Lowe's. Get savings on new Flex Fact Lithium with more power, longer battery life, and faster charging than traditional lithium batteries. Get up to $150 off with purchase of select Flex 24-volt tools. Buy more, save more during bonus days at Lowe's. In-store must ask cashier to scan barcode at time of purchase. More terms and restrictions apply. Savings varies based on total purchase. Minimum spend of $300 required. See Lowe's.com for more details. Selection varies by location. Valid through 10/26.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a recap of Game 3 of the 2022 WNBA Finals between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. This game was never close. Game 3 belonged to the Connecticut Sun. The final score was Connecticut 105, Las Vegas 76. For Connecticut, Alyssa Thomas, she made history in this game. She became the first player in WNBA Finals history to record a triple-double. She finished with 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 11 assists. Alyssa is the heart and soul. She's the engine of that team. When you talk about one of the most ferocious players in the league and being so on point with whether getting points in the paint, defense, and rebounding, Alyssa, she does that and then some. She's her playing style is no frills. It's hard-nosed. It's dedicated, and she's willing to go the extra mile to do what she needs to do for her team. So, again, she became the first player in Game 3, she became the first player in WNBA Finals history to record a triple-double. Again, 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 11 assists. Here's Alyssa at the end of the game.
That's what I've been doing all season. We've been struggling offensively and finally got a game back at home, and my teammates were hitting shots, so none of this is ever possible without them. We stayed composed. We focused on our game plan defensively, locked in, got stops, and got out in transition. She was huge. She's been here before. She's won it. So we lean on her, and she's been struggling offensively, but we have nothing but faith in her, and she came out and did her thing tonight. I mean, she's the MVP last season, so we got to get her touches when she's down there. She's fighting so hard. She's getting us second chances, so we got to feed her whenever we can.
Courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. So, Alyssa, you heard Alyssa. You know, they needed to win this game because this was an elimination game, and they got the job done. But she also gave credit to her teammates for helping her out achieve this feat, again, becoming the first player in WNBA Finals history to record a triple-double. Let's stay with Connecticut for a moment. At the end of the game, here's DeWanna Bonner.
She's trying to get us going. She's been doing this all year, so shout out to her for getting another triple-double, but to do it in playoffs is just unbelievable. She's the toughness to our team. Like, really, when you say the engine, she's the engine. Like, we don't use that loosely, though. Shout out to her. We just was able to hit a couple shots tonight, so she can get her triple-double, so.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So DeWanna Bonner talking about her teammate Alyssa Thomas, just saying that she's the engine, she's the motor, she's the heart and soul of Connecticut, and her along with her teammates were able to get the job done to help Alyssa achieve this feat. Let's stay with Connecticut. Here's Jonquel Jones at the end of the game.
Yeah, that's just been, I guess, the MO of the playoffs, right? Like, you know, even the Chicago series, a team that won the paint, won the game. And, you know, that's where it's done. You know, I think a long time ago, I talked to Lisa Leslie, and she said that to win the championship, you got to win the paint. And I see it now, and I feel it now. And, you know, being a veteran, I definitely can go back to that and say that she was right.
Courtesy of the WNBA and Jonquel just talking about the importance of winning the points in the paint battle. She said she had a conversation with Lisa Leslie, and she said in order for you to win not just a game in the finals, but to win the series, you gotta put more emphasis on getting points in the paint. Jonquel and the rest of her team, they did that in game three, handling their business. Let's stay with Connecticut. At the end of the game, here's head coach Kirk Miller.
Proud, you know, of our start tonight. Huge win. The energy in that first quarter was just terrific and what we've been looking for in this series. Vegas didn't go away, threw some punches there late in the second quarter. So once again, our start in the third quarter really got us back on track and set the tone for a huge home victory. Can't be more proud of how we played on both sides of the ball. AT's triple-double, DB's energy from the start was huge, but it was a team contribution. We got contributions from everyone. So excited, get a day off, get back to work, and looking forward to game four.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Connecticut Sun head coach Kirk Miller, proud of his team. He said they handled their business on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. Alyssa handling her business, Dewana's energy, the rest of the teammates to do in this elimination game in game three. So let's move along now to the other side of the ball on the losing side for the Las Vegas Aces. They had a chance to close it out, didn't do it in game three. At the end of the game, here's Las Vegas Aces center, Asia Wilson.
I mean, defense. We just were not locked in on the defensive end. We were step slow on the defensive end, and that fuels our offense. So we have to be more locked in on the defensive side more than anything when you're playing against a team like Conn. And so for us to come out and lack that, it was going to be a long game for us regardless of who we played.
That audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Las Vegas Aces center and the reigning two-time MVP and the reigning MVP and defensive player of the year, Asia Wilson, just was, you heard her say defense. The defense just was not up to par in game three. They got lazy and they just didn't handle their business, and they're looking to correct that mistake and get ready for game four against Connecticut. Let's stay with Las Vegas. At the end of the game, here's guard Kelsey Plum.
I mean, she can, she got into the high post tonight and really did a lot of damage. I mean, she hit her shots, and then obviously we started stepping up, so she was finding her teammates. Everyone on their team shot, and, you know, when she gets the ball in there, it's tough. And, you know, when she rebounds, she gets it out in transition, and she's able to get downhill and make plays for her team. And she played great tonight. I thought she played with a ton of energy, and we didn't match that. Yeah.
That audio courtesy of the WNBA, and you heard Kelsey Plum when she referred to what she did with her energy. She was referring to Connecticut's Alyssa Thomas. Kelsey was just saying that Alyssa was so on point in game three, getting points in the paint, rebounding, doing the defensive things. They didn't handle their business, and they looked to, again, to correct that mistake and to be ready for game four. Let's stay with Las Vegas. Here's guard Jackie Young at the end of the game.
I mean, yeah, I think I just did what I was supposed to do, knock down open shots. They were leaving me open. I just have to step into it with confidence and make the shot. I mean, on the defensive side of things, we'll make a few adjustments. And, we made it too easy for them. They're a physical team, and so we just have to master physicality and energy.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA. So Jackie was asked about her performance in the first quarter, and she said that she did well. Her shooting was well, but they just didn't have the energy to really carry that on to the remaining parts game, and then they look to fix that in game three. At the end of the game, here's Las Vegas head coach Becky Hammond.
Well, mental approach, first of all. You know, they came in, Connecticut came in with a better mental approach than we did. I don't know if we thought we were just going to show up and they were going to lay down and hand us the trophy, but we should know better by now. That's a team that is very resilient. If there's one thing that this team, if you could encapsulate Connecticut, it's physical and very resilient. They're physical and they're resilient, and they have a kind of a battle type mentality. And we didn't match that tonight in any category. I mean, if you look at our board, points in the paint, transition, rebounding, take care of the ball. We did none of it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, and then you hear the sound in Las Vegas head coach Becky Hammond's voice, disappointment. She talked about the lack of energy. They didn't handle their business offensively and defensively. They got killed in the category of points in the paint. Just the aggressiveness was not there. She gives credit to Connecticut for coming out, for being aggressive. And you heard Coach Hammond also say that she didn't expect Connecticut to hand the trophy over to them they were going to have to work for it. And let's just say Connecticut outworked them in game three. So, again, the final score in game three of the 2022 WNBA Finals, Connecticut 105, Las Vegas 76. But Connecticut, Alyssa Thomas became the first player in WNBA Finals history to record a triple-double. She finished with 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 11 assists. Jonquel Jones finished with 20 points. Bonner had 18 points. Natisha Heidemann finished with 14 points. Dejanay Carrington had 12 points, and Courtney Williams had 11 points. On the losing side for Las Vegas, Jackie Young finished with 22 points. Asia Wilson had 19 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 17 points, and Chelsea Gray had 11 points. Las Vegas now leads the series 2-1, as Las Vegas has a chance to win the WNBA championship in game four in Connecticut. All right, before we head on out of here, here are the WNBA all-first and all-second teams. Let's start off with the all-WNBA first team. Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces, Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury, and Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. Again, the all-WNBA first team, Asia Wilson, Breanna Stewart, Kelsey Plum, Skylar Diggins, and Candace Parker. And the all-WNBA second team, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks, Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun, and Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Again, the all-WNBA second team, Alyssa Thomas, Sabrina Ionescu, Nneka Ogwumike, Jonquel Jones, and Sylvia Fowles. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bonus days are back for pros. Only at Lowe's, get savings on new Flex Fact Lithium with more power, longer battery life, and faster charging than traditional lithium batteries. Get up to $150 off with purchase of select Flex 24-volt tools. Buy more, save more during bonus days at Lowe's. In-store must ask cashier to scan barcode at time of purchase. More terms and restrictions apply. Savings varies based on total purchase. Minimum spend of $300 required. See Lowe's.com for more details. Selection varies by location. Valid through 10/26.
For over 9 decades, Patterson State Bank has served our community and local business owners with not only the highest level of personal and responsive service, but also solutions to financial needs. Today, banking looks much different. But at Patterson State Bank, our passion to serve has remained number one. With 3 convenient locations and today's high-tech technologies to serve you, Patterson State Bank is banking done with care. Find out more at PattersonStateBank.com. Whether you're looking for a home mortgage, home equity loan, construction loan, or land loan, Patterson State Bank will put out the welcome mat. Patterson State Bank, your trusted community mortgage lender since 1925. Start the process online at PattersonStateBank.com.
Are you ready? Bonus days are back for pros. Only at Lowe's, get savings on new Flex Fact Lithium with more power, longer battery life, and faster charging than traditional lithium batteries. Get up to $150 off with purchase of select Flex 24-volt tools. Buy more, save more during bonus days at Lowe's. In-store must ask cashier to scan barcode at time of purchase. More terms and restrictions apply. Savings varies based on total purchase. Minimum spend of $300 required. See Lowe's.com for more details. Selection varies by location. Valid through 10/26.